The work before us. I say to our people, let not those upon whom we must depend to do gospel missionary work in places where the truth should be represented be drawn away by any pretense from their work. The cause of God needs the very best workers. God's workers are ever to cherish a clear idea of what constitutes pure and undefiled religion. In the cities where the truth is to be established, there will be needed workers of Bible faith and practice. The work of God is to be carried forward in the South, and the youth whose talents make them the most desired are to be ready to step into the places prepared for them in institutions where they can obtain a training for work without being thrown into the companionship of worldly people who know not God and whose wrong sentiments will leaven the minds of those with whom they are brought in contact. We cannot afford to allow the minds of our youth to be thus leavened, for it is on these youth that we must depend to carry forward the work in the future. The work at Washington will demand the best and most earnest missionaries. This place, the headquarters of the nation, is a most important field, and there must be those there who are able to state wisely the reasons of their faith. There will be needed young men and women of capability who can take up the work as pioneers and carry it forward in the strength of the Lord. God's people are to keep their lamps trimmed and burning amid the moral darkness and the unbelief of the world. Colporteur evangelists are needed to circulate the publications containing the messages of warning for this time. I call upon the presidents of our conferences to exert their God-given influence to open the fields that have never yet been worked. These fields stand as a reproach to our people. Organize your work intelligently, and then proceed to action. Let your simplicity of speech and your simplicity and neatness of dress speak of your work as missionaries. Educational advantages will be provided, and the Lord will go before those who will take up the work in the spirit of self-sacrifice. Study the life and teachings of Christ. Many may bid for your services, offering large inducements. Remember that Christ paid for you the price of his own life, and that you are not your own. You are to glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are his. Humility and benevolence are traits of character that God acknowledges. The Word of God inculcates humility and encourages benevolence. Humility places man on vantage ground through the grace of Christ. Christ came to this world to reveal who are to be received as members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. To all, Christ says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest in the daily experience unto your souls." Rest will come to all who follow the example given them in the life of Christ. The one whose life practice shows that he has savingly embraced the gospel of Christ will gain access to many souls. This is true of both men and women, and especially of the youth. Of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, "Peace and safety," then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Professed Christians who are being transformed into the likeness of Christ, and who love him with all the heart, will earnestly labor to establish the truth in many places. This is the very work that the great medical missionary has given us to do. Steadfast faith and perseverance in practical godliness will open the way before every true Christian. And when souls are converted through the instrumentality of such workers, they will give all the glory to God and will rejoice with exceeding great joy. Ellen G. White.